God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which we are meeting, the Latchi Latchi people, and pay my respects to elders, both past and present. Thank you. You may be seated. Welcome everybody here this evening for our meeting. I'd like to wish Councillor Thorburn a happy 70th birthday.
Happy birthday.
Kept that very quiet, didn't you? And he didn't see that coming.
Thanks for the extra year.
Oh, what, you're 71? I did tell somebody that and they told me I was wrong. We will move to confirmation of minutes at item 5, as we have no apologies. We have the ordinary council meeting held on the 23rd of March 2017 and the confidential council meeting held on the same day. If I can have a mover for those, thank you, Councillor Eckhall, the seconder. Thank you, Councillor Poole. I put the motion. Those in favour, those against, the motion is carried. Item 6 is confirmation of assembly of councillors, and we have a recommendation there that council note the assembly of councillors' records from the meeting held on the 20th of March 2017, 3rd of April 2017, and the 11th of April 2017. If I could have a mover for those. Thank you, Councillor Clements, the second of Councillor Monica. I'll put the motion. Those in favour, those against, the motion is carried. Item 7, notifications of absence. Do we have any notifications? No. Item 8 is the Mayor's report for March 2017 with the recommendation of item 2. If I could have a move for that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Poole. I second to Councillor Modica. I'll put the motion. Those in favour, those against, the motion is carried. Item 9 is councillor reports, and we have a recommendation at item 2. Can I have... Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Eckhall. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Modica. Councillor Eckhall, I'll take your report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I have two reports from my each of my portfolios. The first one is an event that I attended yesterday, and it was magnificently attended too, I might add. It was the conference for the family violence in our community under the banner, What Can I Do? And it was put together by the Community Correctional Services, Loddon Mallee, also in partnership with the Victorian Government and the Mallee Family Violence Executive. The theme, What Can I Do? Just paraphrased, that violence against women and their children is a complex social problem, but the good news is that we, all of us, can do something to prevent it. People know that family violence is wrong. What they may not know is that we can unknowingly excuse and therefore perpetuate the behaviour that can lead to the violence. We need to address the attitudes that underpin, excuse or perpetuate violence against women and children and encourage positive attitudes towards respectful relationships and gender equality. We had a couple of fabulous speakers, but I think the highlight was Nova Peris coming to town, OAM, and her account was just fabulous. You had to be there to hear it, and great credit should be bestowed on that lady. So that was a terrific event. The other issue with my sport and recreation portfolio is that we've just completed the redevelopment project down the Mildura Recreation Reserve, and it, I don't know if people know, but it's a significant milestone and one of the largest major projects that we've had in sport and rec for a number of years. The majority of components of this $1.4 million project were completed in the time for the start of the 2017 season as scheduled. That's the SFNL season. Preparation for the final component and the conversion of the irrigation system to raw water. And the community should know that there's going to be significant savings to ratepayers there in the order of the tens of thousands of dollars per year. Are underway, with these works being deliberately scheduled to occur during the cooler months so as to avoid any temporary loss of water issues during the changeover process. This project is a great example of outcomes that can be achieved through coordinated planning and quality partnerships between council and the community. Acknowledgement should be made of all the user groups based at the reserve for their patience and understanding during the project's planning and construction stages. Whilst the project required some short-term inconveniences for user groups, the shared desire to achieve quality long-term outcomes for the local recreation communities to be applauded. Further to this, the cooperation and attitude of relevant user groups in relation to the need to carefully manage the new grass service in the first 12 months is to be commended. This attitude was evident in the recent decision to relocate football matches away from No. 1 Oval following significant rainfall. Moving forward, Council will continue to work with the relevant stakeholders, including the turf contractor, to manage usage of the new playing surface throughout the season to ensure that the best long-term outcomes for all parties is achieved. I'm aware that officers are also in discussion with the federal government in relation to an official opening for this project sometime in June, because I think the federal government put in about $700,000 to this project. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Eckel. Was there any other reports before I put the motion? Thank you, Councillor Gould.
Along with Peter Crisp, Brian Gibson, Mayor of Gunawarra Shire, and Councillor Brown, we attended the inaugural Odeon Mallee Root Festival on 25th of March. The original objective, which was only a few months prior, over a few beers at the pub, was to promote Odeon and the Mallee culture in a positive light, showing our unique way of life to the outside world. Something for the younger community members to be involved with, plus to increase tourism. I congratulate the many, many volunteers and businesses, including our council, for making this event possible in such a short time. Personally, I'm proud to share that the biggest Mallee Root feeding tule buck by only centimetres and the oldest, biggest root tosser both came from Pools Road, Tyedra. The exposure gained...
And who was the tosser?
Maybe my husband. The exposure gained exceeded expectations, overwhelming positive feedback received since. With continued support, there's no reason why the Odeon Mallee Root Festival won't occur again, providing Odeon and visitors a great free event that caters for all ages, including live music and a variety of activities. The following day was the Odeon Pacing Cup, with the Odeon Harness Racing Club going to a lot of trouble to keep this day as a family-friendly event. Children were offered a multitude of events to keep them amused, including pony rides, merry-go-round and jumping castle, and again the council was thanked for assisting with this also.
Thanks, Councillor Poole. Any other reports? Very good. Thank you, Councillor Brown. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 10 is responses to Councillor questions. There's no items there. Item 11 is questions from councillors. Councillor Thorburn, take the question.
Mr. Mayor, the question's in two parts. What is the current policy on the holding of civic receptions, and why did we come to refuse a request to acknowledge the Southern Cross Quilters annual retreat, which was held at the weekend, which attracted Facebook group quilters from New Zealand, Singapore and all parts of Australia? Or did we fail to identify or understand the social media aspect of a growing online culture? That's the first part of the question. The second part of the question is, do we have a reasonable amount of funding set aside in the 2017-18 budget for civic and mayoral receptions?
Take that on notice, Mr. Mayor.
We'll take that on notice. Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. We'll take the next question.
Yeah. This is an easy one. What extent was the storm damage to the Irupal Leisure Centre, and how far have we progressed in getting an answer from the insurance company and getting it back in order so people can play sport in it?
Ms Whelan will take that question.
Through you, Mr Mayor. The damage was quite extensive. I think councils have seen photos of that damage. Currently, we are just starting to receive reports back from our insurers, so until we have those back and know what can be covered by insurance, then we can't give definitive answers at this stage.
Thank you. Is there any further questions? Councillor Eckle?
Mr Mayor, the immunisation department here in council, could I just have council investigate whether we have an MOU with the local pharmacy and the hospital in case of extended power failure? I realise that we do have facilities down there, but I believe that they're only for 24 hours if there's a failure. What I'd like to know is whether we can investigate whether there's an MOU with the pharmacy and the hospital for the issue if it was extensively extended the time.
I'll take that one on notice. Thanks, Councillor.
Can I have a report on that, please?
Mr. Parra.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The council, within its information technology centre, does have a very large diesel generator backup, which can power the entire facility for days at a time, and we actually did invoke the use of that through the recent storm event, which lost power. So should the immunisation fridges at council lose power, we can relocate them to the technology centre and run them uninterrupted.
Technology centre where?
At the council's technology centre here.
Okay, yep. Thank you.
Are any other further questions? No? Okay. Notices of motion, there are none. Item 13 is petitions. We have a petition from the Irupal Library proposed closure, and with a recommendation at item 2, moved by Councillor Eckel. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Brown. Any council wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14 is management reports. 14.1 is the adoption of risk assessment residual effects of spraying on soil in horticultural areas identified for future residential use. We have a recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Anybody? Thank you, Councillor Cupper. Seconded, Councillor Clements. Any council wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.2 is the Draft Reconciliation Action Plan 2017-20, with the recommendation the Council endorse the draft Mildura Rural City Council Reconciliation Action Plan 2017-20 for public exhibition. Can I have a mover for that motion? Thank you, Councillor Cupper. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Modica. Any council wish to speak against the motion? Councillor Thorburn. Councillor Cupper, I ask you to open the debate. Thanks.
I feel very proud to be able to endorse the draft document going to public exhibition. The community, Aboriginal community particularly, has worked very hard on this document, and I think it really sets some good goals for us to work towards.
Thank you, Councillor Modica.
Yes, I would also like to congratulate the people who have worked together with the Indigenous community to put together a plan for reconciliation on all levels that will benefit the community in the long run. It's a deep and long relationship that our colonising selves have had with Indigenous Australia, and it's very, very important that we consider it in all the ways we can. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Thorburn.
Mr Mayor, I know this is only going out for comment, so I'm not going to really debate some of the issues in it, but I do want to draw attention to the public that this does in a way come to a cost to council, and there are some significant items in it over a 3-year period, which would be 3 budgets, and hopefully when it goes out that people will have a look and have a look at some of the things that are included in it. I'm quite happy with it going out. I would have liked to really have had more time to deal with it, because there's a number of questions that I've got about in that I would like to talk about, but perhaps I may have to leave it until the public has comment on it. But it does come at a cost to ratepayers. It's in a situation where it's at the moment basically a house. It's been a house committee thing with some of the outside elders.
It actually went to forum, Councillor Feldman. So it's been in front of the councillors.
Yes, it's been in front of the councillors, and I don't want to. I just want to say, Mr. Mayor, that unfortunately the presentation took a little bit longer than we anticipated, and we ran out of time to ask questions. And
but you have the ability to go and ask the staff any question at any time, Councillor Thorburn, so I'll just make that clear.
Yeah, I understand that too, and I've got a number of answers on it. I just want to draw the attention to the community that it can be quite a costly exercise, this policy, and I believe that further on that it may even be more perhaps have to look at expanded into the community, and sitting fees will become applicable. And that's
just taking a step too far there, Councillor Thorburn, because that is not actually in that policy, and I don't think you should be bringing up something that's not in there. That might be your opinion, but that's only what it is.
Well, when it comes back after public comment, I will have further things to say about it, and then I'll go through it in better detail after the community also has an opportunity to have a look at it, and I hope they do have a look at it.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Any other councillor wish to speak for the motion? Thank you, Councillor Eckhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I'd just like to draw the attention of the community and council to financials, the second dot point in the report. Any project outside existing operational budgets are detailed in the report, in the RAP, and will be subject to council approval through council's annual budgetary process. Now, the reason I've brought that up is that I've scrutinised the report at length and had good replies from council officers. And the satisfying thing for me to let the report go out and to exhibition is that there is the opportunity each year at the budget to review any of the issues that we have problems with.
Thank you, Councillor Eckhoff. Any other councillor wish to speak against the motion? For the motion? Councillor Cupp, I'll ask you to close the debate. Thank you.
Thank you. Look, I think that this is it's a question of values as to how you would, whether you would regard this as a cost or an investment. I think that however you look at it, any benefits that we can derive from the investment that we make definitely outweigh the costs. Some of this stuff might be pointing out the obvious, but I'll say it anyway. If you can promote the dignity and the self-esteem and the participation of marginalised groups, including our Aboriginal community who have been so badly marginalised for so much of our history, you save public resources in the long run. This is an investment in well-being and dignity. The Aboriginal community deserve our support on this. I accept that any item of council business deserves scrutiny, and that's our job as councillors to scrutinise the amounts that we allocate towards certain priorities. But I think that we need to have this discussion from a particular point of view, and that is one of respect for the dignity of Aboriginal people, and also respect for the work that's been put in by the AAC in producing this document. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Cupper. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Move to item 14.3 is the 2017 Commodity Expo and Investment Fair with the recommendation at item 2.
Can I have a move question, please, Mr. Mayor, first? All right, question first, thank you.
Question, Councillor Thorburn. I'll take the question.
Mr. Mayor, can it be... I've heard that Councillor Eckel wants to pay his own international airfare on this. My question is, can he do this?
I think he can. Nobody's saying no, so I think that's a yes, Councillor Thorburn.
Can I have a confirmation whether that is true information? I've got that Councillor Eckel wishes to reduce the cost that mentioned in this by paying his own international airfare.
I've got the question.
My question, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I would like it minuted in this report after whatever the result that I will be paying for my international flight.
Thank you. So is that the flight only or the cost?
The international flight.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we've got a motion, a recommendation, item 2. Move, Councillor Brown, if I've got a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Item 14.4 is the quarterly financial management report for March 2017 with the recommendation of item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Councillor Modica, can I have a seconder?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Councillor Brown. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.5 is the Special Audit Committee meeting 5-2016-2017 minutes summary, 15th March 2017. I was just wondering if that was meant to be May or what the 5 was significant for. Because we haven't got to May.
Meeting number 5.
Oh, meeting number 5. Okay, yeah, thank you. Recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Cupo, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Modica. And councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 15.6 is Local Law Number 2, Adoption of Amendments, with a recommendation at item 2. Move, Councillor Brown. Are you... can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Modica. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.7 is a three-lot subdivision at, or re-subdivision of existing lots, 588 Wentworth Road, Yalta, with a recommendation at item 2. Councillor Thorburn.
Yeah, I've got an alternate motion.
Thank you.
Which is a approval of the application. Approval of the application subject to the following conditions. Do I have to read the whole lot of conditions? Or
I think everybody's got a list.
15, 16, 17 conditions.
And Mr. Sexton will take some into the public gallery if anyone wants a list.
Richard.
If we can have that pile of them just maybe sat on the back table, so if anyone's interested, they've got them. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? Councillor Modica, Councillor Thorburn, if you could begin this vote, please.
Oh, that's the amendment. Sorry.
Are we speaking to the amendment?
It's not an amendment, it's a motion.
It's the motion.
You're not opposing?
No.
Okay, well, there's no opposing. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Okay.
The second birthday present.
We'll move to item 15. There's no urgent business. No other matters. Item 17 is public questions.
We have one question.
We have one public question. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
It's with the General Manager of Development.
Oh, it's Will, sorry.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, we do have one public question that came in earlier from a Mr. Thomas Grant. We acknowledge receipt of the letter, which has raised a number of issues in regard to planning restrictions. We have already corresponded to Mr. Grant and let him know that we will respond comprehensively to his issues, given the length of time that would take, and we will do that in writing.
Thank you. Given that there are no other questions and we have no items of, or no confidential items, I'd like to thank everybody.
Could we please have a copy of that answer to Mr. Grant
All councillors will get that, yeah. Thank you. I'd like to thank everybody for their attendance here this evening. That was a very quick meeting. And I'll declare the meeting closed. Thank you very much.